USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Joe Biden on his victory in the U.S. presidential election Tuesday. Putin said Russian-American cooperation based on the principles of equality and mutual respect would meet the interests of people in both countries, as well as the entire international community. Mississippi police on Monday said a healthy two-year-old boy was abandoned with a change of clothes and a note that said, "Child abandoned, no phone number for mom." At a Goodwill drop-off, has been identified and a suspect was arrested. The child is in custody of the State Department of Child Protective Services, the South Haven Police Department said in a Facebook post. It did not release any information about charges or suspect information. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, are emerging as Congress's latest odd couple as they push for a second round of stimulus checks. The two want their colleagues to pass language that is a replica of the March CARES Act that provided a $1,200 check to Americans, USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine rolled out Monday. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
Sandra Lindsay was one of the first healthcare workers to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine on Monday, getting the shot in New York. The intensive care unit nurse tells CNN that she volunteered to receive one of the first doses because she believes in the research behind it.
I have no fear. I trust the science. My profession is deeply rooted in science. I trust science. What I don't trust is getting COVID-19 because I don't know how it will affect me and the people around me that I could potentially transfer the virus to.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is up for emergency use by the FDA on Thursday. All 538 electors voted Monday in the Electoral College, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. They'll be counted by Congress on January 6. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Monday Night Football did not disappoint football fans as the Cleveland Browns fall to their AFC North rival Baltimore Ravens 47-42. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson ran all over the Browns. Then he ran to the locker room because of cramps. He ran back out on the field for a 4th-and-5 play.
You know, Tracy's doing a great job dropping the ball down the field. Then I see my guy go down. And as I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still scratching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start. Nah, like, we just got to go out there. Nah, and I start running out there. Kel running with me. It's 4th down, and offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with
the
victory.
The game was tied at 42. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining at the snap.
I'll sound like a broken record, but it's see the ball, kick the ball, wide play. Get downfield. Of course, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling that goes into any field goal, but especially one that is going to be the difference in the game. And the only thing that you really can do and should do, in my just based on my experiences playing in this league now for 9 years, is your feelings are unimportant. You have to focus on the action of kicking the ball, not the consequence. And we've been able to do that really well for a long time, and tonight we're able to do just that.
A safety on the last play of the game is the reason for the 5-point separation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.